Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Living Villa Capelli. This is Stephen here. I wanted to give you a little bit of an introduction because we have a special episode where we are interviewing Paul's mother. And I had to do this remotely in her room with my little recorder. But because of that, I couldn't really give her the proper introduction and all that. So I wanted to come in and do that first. I also want to mention we did a whole podcast on Easter in Italy last year. That's at livingvillacapelli/3. So we mentioned a few of these things in this podcast about the procession. And, you know, there's a passion play that goes on. It's a really cool episode. So be sure if you want to check that out, if you want to hear more about Easter. And this episode, we kind of focus a little bit on Easter, but more the foods and Paul's mother's recollection and the traditions of her Easter, especially when she was growing up. And that's what we kind of cover in this episode. We thought it'd be kind of fun. Please excuse the sound. She is in an ancient 1,000-year-old stone room with there's no rugs down, so she doesn't trip over anything, you know, that kind of thing. So it is a little echoey. And Tinny, I've done my best. I don't think it affects the quality. You can hear everything very well. It's just not the best sound quality. So please forgive me for that. And but I think you'll enjoy this interview. For those of you that are just joining us, if you don't know, Paul's mother just moved in with us. And she's living in a little apartment in the villa. And so we're using her knowledge as much as we can, her memories. It's going to be a fun time with her. So hopefully you enjoy this interview. And we're going to have many more with her. And without further ado, here is Connie Capelli.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Paul.
I'm Stephen.
And today we have a special guest.
Yes.
Who's that, Stephen?
Connie Capelli.
My mother. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
She's all shy now.
I know, she's all embarrassed. So, and what are we going to talk about? I think we're going to talk about Easter tradition mostly, right?
Yes.
Easter food traditions.
Well, we used to have like hard-boiled eggs for Easter. We make a big pot of sauce.
What kind of sauce?
The sauce with meat.
Yeah, but what kind of meat?
We put some lamb, pork, and meatballs.
Uh-huh.
Bracciole. No, we make a lot of sauce because we were, you know, all the family all together. And then we make like the pasta. Sometimes we bake or sometimes we eat like that with sauce.
Explain to people, Ma. In Italy,
yeah.
Do you eat spaghetti and meatballs?
No. We never have spaghetti and meatball in Italy. We only have spaghetti or ziti with the regular meat.
Or you have spaghetti and then you have meatballs.
Yeah, no, but we never have a meatball.
Oh, no?
No, sometimes we have like a just a meatball or fry or in the tomato sauce, but we eat without pasta.
Oh, and you don't make meatballs in ragu.
No.
But that's
we
all.
We make a bracciola. Oh, we make with the lamb shank. And pork, piece of pork. We make a sauce and then we cook the pasta. With the sauce. Then the second, we have a stuffed lamb flank.
Stuffed lamb flank? No, stuffed lamb breast.
Breast. Oh, we have lamb or it's a veal. And we bake.
So describe the stuffed
lamb
breast for people. Lamb. So how do you do that?
We pull mortadella, ham. We don't pull no prosciutto because it was we don't like the flavor.
Because it tastes
rancid.
Tastes rancid.
Yeah.
So and no prosciutto.
No, just ham, mortadella, eggs, cheese, and breadcrumbs. And we all mix it together.
What kind of cheese? You use Parmigiano?
No, we use Romano.
Pecorino Romano.
Pecorino Romano. We never use Parmigiano in the South Italy. Mm. We only use pecorino, mm-hmm. and the staff put a lot of parsley, mm-hmm. And then a pepper, mm-hmm. and a little salt, because mm-hmm. it's...
you said eggs, right?
See, yes. Yeah, eggs.
She speaks, my mother speaks four languages probably. Italian, English.
Broken English.
broken English. And then the Telizzi dialect, which is a Barese dialect. But people who moved to America from Italy, anywhere from 100 years ago to 50 years ago, created their own language, which is like this hybrid of Italian dialect and English. So every once in a while you might hear a word that sounds kind of English, kind of Italian, but it's really neither.
Yes. Yeah, well, there were a few people there in America for so many years, it's still called the bus. Oh. A bus.
And how about the bathroom? What's the bathroom called?
Ah, the Bacchus. The Bacchus. I mean, somebody explained to me. They told me. Says, "Oh, you gotta go to the Bacchus." I didn't know the Bacchus.
No.
And then he says, "No, the Italian people." I says, "No, not every Italian. Maybe the old one." Mm-hmm. But we call gabinetto. No, the Bacchus. And this is, I mean, the back of the house.
Right.
They used to have years ago.
Like the latrine.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they're directly, that translates to back house.
Yes.
So yeah. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but this is, it says back house, it's back house.
Back house.
Yes, yeah. Because you take any English, Italian immigrants, especially from the South, would take any American word or English word, put an Italian accent and maybe an Italian prefix on it, or a pronoun, or article, and call it U Bacchus, which is the back of the house. U bus.
No, but sometimes it says U-bus.
U-bus. And how do you say truck?
U-truck. U-truck.
U-truck.
U-truck.
But go back to the stuffed.
Stuffed pancetta.
But just because it's again, recipes are how many eggs enough. But basically, once you do everything, it should be sort of thick. It should be sort of thick.
Yes,
you're putting in.
Yeah. Because we put to make a little thick, we put the little breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it makes it thick.
Yeah.
And with the spoon, we fill it up with the. In the pocket. The butchers to make the pocket.
Yeah.
And we fill it out and we stuff that. Then with the pin, the one the chicken.
The turkey pins that you close up the butt.
Years ago they used to sew them up. But after we use that and we bake with the potato and put a little pepper, salt on the top. Mm. And then you fill it up with, you put a little bit of water, mm-hmm. and then you cover it up, and you put it in the oven. Mm-hmm. When it's like an hour or so, you take the cover mm-hmm. off, mm-hmm. and then you let it brown a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to take one big step back,
yes.
Which is what exactly is the cut of meat that we're talking about?
That's what I was going to say, because what are people going to ask for
if they want to make the cut of meat is, I guess, the ribs, right?
Yeah.
With the meat that's on the outside of the ribs.
From the rib cage. A little bit of the
belly.
Or the belly.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why it's also called pancetta, which means little stomach.
The belly, yeah.
So it's the rib part with a little bit of the belly, the bottom of it, so that the butcher then separates the meat from the ribs and creates a pocket in there. Yeah. He doesn't separate it completely, but he creates a pocket under the ribs or over the ribs that you can then stuff. yes. with this filling that my mom is talking about.
And so what we'll do, guys, is in the next few days, I don't know if this we'll do this before this broadcast because I want to get this up, but and then I'll follow up with pictures and a video.
We're going to make one.
Yes. So we're going to make one and follow up with pictures and a video. We'll get the actual cut so you can see the cut, and then we'll follow up with all that. It might not be up when this first comes up, but we'll follow up with it, I promise.
But we wish to make only, not only that, we even make like a stuffed cuttlefish.
Oh yeah, the same stuffing. So she's saying, so you have the cuttlefish,
so
which is
we make a lot of food because yeah. there are maybe 20, 25 people.
But oh, this is for Easter as well.
Yeah, for
Easter. Oh, Easter as well. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you can use the same stuffing as if you don't know what cuttlefish is. Cuttlefish is basically a version of calamari sort.
On Friday, on Friday we have only fish. It's Saturday before Christ rise on Saturday, 10 o'clock. Then you have a meat. But before that, we don't have no meat.
Oh.
We have only fish, vegetable or fish.
So yes, cuttlefish, as Stephen said, resembles a calamari, but it's broader, it's wider, not as long. The meat is much thicker. And in Italian, it's called seppia, which the color of the seppia, or the cuttlefish, is where we get the color sepia. Yeah, sepia, like a sepia tone, because it's that sort of brownish, tannish, dark color. So sepia
and
tone.
And now you know.
So sepia tone comes from sepia, which is cuttlefish, not to be confused with sienna, which is another color, but that comes from sienna. And also what's really cool about the cuttlefish is that it has a very broad oval bone in its spine. Its spine is this broad, flat, oval white bone that is used in bird cages so that birds can sharpen their beaks on it. So that white thing they see in a bird cage is a cuttle bone that comes from the sepia.
Mm, cool.
How's that for history?
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of desserts did you do?
Oh, we don't even know. No, dessert. We used to make homemade tarali.
Oh, okay.
Tarali, sarsamelli, like brownies.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make all with the nuts, biscotti.
Cantucci.
Yeah. That one, but we never buy
You didn't get the what's the dessert with the eggs in it? With the whole eggs in it. That's not it.
But that's more Neapolitan, I think, Sicilian,
that,
right?
That's not a southern thing.
The like bread thing with the egg inside.
Well, we have too, like for the children.
What's that called?
They make
a
scarcella.
Scarcella.
Okay. Scarcella, they make like a bread in round.
Si,
and they put it, depend how big it was. Like we can make with one egg, you make like a basket. Some they make like a basket style, we put one egg.
But it's the egg
the
with the shell, right?
Yes. You boil the eggs first, and you put the egg.
And then you bake it.
And you bake it.
Yeah, because in southern Italy, especially, I mean, a lot of times we talk about cucina povera, right? The poor cooking, the poor cuisine of the south. And that's why, when we think of desserts today, we think of France and Sicily and all these rich desserts. Down here, they didn't have that stuff.
Yeah, but the different state, they have different cook like sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some in Naples, they make something else with the with the grain.
Mm-hmm.
But we only make.
What was that called? Graniola. No. Yeah, it's a grain pie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're called.
But then you were telling me earlier, we're just talking about Little Easter, which is Paul and I have talked about this before.
It's called Pasquetta.
See, it's the day after.
On Monday, we used to take all the leftover, all the family, and go in the countryside, and we have our all day feast.
Yeah.
Like a picnic.
A big picnic. We bring all the leftover from the day before.
Yeah. And for them, you walked there, right? Or did you like the sun? Or
yeah, at that time we walk because we don't have no car. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to go with the buggy with the horse and carriage.
It's a good 5 kilometers, right? Yeah. I mean, you guys walk.
We go 3 kilometers. We walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, in the Monteverde, we walk in San Giuliano, every place. My mother, she walk to go and pick. The fruit for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She never. The only thing was walking.
Yeah. And you brought the food with you.
Yeah. The food. We don't bring no food. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have a piece of bread. Mm-hmm. And we have some olive.
No, but he meant for little Easter. You bring all the food with you.
Easter Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we bring a lot of food.
Yeah.
A lot of people they make the focaccia, a fresh focaccia, with the cold cuts and the leftover of the meat. Huh. We eat a lot of the cookies we make for Easter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of wine.
There you go.
We have olive. We have all kind of the stuff we make, sun-dried tomato, everything we make.
I mean, it really is when you think about it. The way they ate, you know, 60, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, was the real Mediterranean diet. I mean, today it's been sort of bastardized.
Yeah, yeah.
But back then it was everything about nuts and olives. And,
yeah.
Well, and they,
yeah,
you, that was
vegetable,
exactly.
Celery.
The celery for you was like a snack, right?
Yeah, the celery. Yeah, yeah. We have a celery in the bedtime.
You didn't have Doritos?
No, no French fries, nothing. No.
But that was only probably the few times you ate meat too, right? I mean that was but you didn't eat like a lot of it.
No meat, maybe Sunday.
Yeah.
A little meat, but we have a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Every day, the fish truck used to come twice a day, and we have a lot of raw fish, little anchovy or sardine, very small one. With lemon, we have a lot of fish almost every day.
But back in those days, because we're talking in the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, fish was a lot less expensive.
Yeah,
than
but
today.
Expensive, but
less expensive.
We used to that. We like more the fish than the meat.
Whereas today they like more the meat here.
Yeah. Yeah, they all the way I saw it's all different now. They eat a lot of junk food too.
Yeah,
they don't eat no more like we used to have lentil, fava beans, lentil with the pasta or peas with the pasta. We have a lot of pasta with the vegetable with the cauliflower with the broccoli rabe.
They still have a tradition here of eating meat 2 days a week, Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah, but us maybe we have on Sunday,
and that's
but maybe a pound of 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
A pound of meat.
Yeah. Yeah. It was mostly
just to flavor the sauce.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did they have the procession still then? What is that? What you're called
when it's for Holy Week?
Oh, yeah. Would they take the stuff through the town, through Trilici, the
Holy Week, Passion.
Friday. Oh, yeah, we have the procession, everybody, it was like almost in black, because they have Jesus with the Madonna, they call Addolorata,
mm-hmm.
and they go all around the town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And very quiet.
Yeah, that was everybody with the music, like for somebody dead.
Like
that's why you don't eat no meat, nothing.
No, because you go to hell.
It was really a sin.
Yeah.
Like a Friday week.
Yeah.
It was very bad. Okay, we don't have, but the way I grew up, my father, he grow a lot of like rabbit, chicken. We have more things because he was in the United States for so many years. He have money, not too much, but he have money. And we have a good life. But a lot of people, they don't have nothing. Mm. But we have, but the only thing, my father, everything we have in our hand, even the fruit, because we have a lot of fruit, says, don't go outside. You're going to eat inside the house because a lot of people, a lot of children, they don't have this and they feel bad.
Yeah.
He says, you're going to eat in the house. You get up from the table when you finish dinner.
Which is funny because still today, Italians, unlike Americans, do not eat outside. Americans eat outside.
You know, meaning on the go.
On the go, yes. Yeah. Whereas in Italy, you never see anyone with, you know, walking and drinking a Coke or having a coffee, like a Starbucks coffee, or eating a slice of pizza while you're walking down the sidewalk. No. It just doesn't happen. No, you only eat privately.
Yeah.
No, so sometimes, the most of the time, years ago, now they don't do anymore. They used to roast the barbecue, the butcher outside.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they go and buy like a kilo, like 2 pound of meat, or meat roast.
Already cooked.
And then they put a table, but this is the weekend. Yeah. And some, they were tourists, and they buy, they eat outside.
Mm-hmm.
But us, even if you buy, you eat inside the house.
Right.
You never eat outside.
Because one, you didn't want to show off, and two, you felt bad for the people who didn't have it.
We didn't have meat to eat.
Yeah, they don't have.
But we have a good life because all the holiday was all family holiday.
Yeah.
We were close, aunt, cousin, and we still now like third generation. We still like a brother and sisters.
I think we're fourth generation now.
Yeah. But they're still like a brother and sister. We're very close.
Yeah.
We're very close.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what holidays are all about.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, family.
Okay.
A family. But now, a lot of, they don't even a brother and sister, they don't even know each other. They don't even talk.
No.
No, years ago.
Yeah.
No, I remember my mother with the sisters, she even a brother, she was so close.
But
every day together.
But back then, Ma, when, you know, like in the 40s, right?
Yeah.
When you were like 10 years old, when you sat down to dinner, where did you put the cell phone?
Yeah, we don't even have a radio. We don't even have a radio. No cell phone. We don't even know the phone. No, we don't have no radio.
Okay,
nothing. We don't even have a bike.
Ma, say buona Pasqua.
Yeah, buona Pasqua e Easter a tutti quanti, to everybody.
In America.
Yeah,
everybody.
In America.
Hey, you have listeners all over the
world. All over the world,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Happy Easter and buonanotte.
Yeah, buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
Ciao.
Ciao. Thanks, everybody. I hope you really enjoyed that interview. We had fun doing it, and we're going to try to do some more, even if it's just segments with Connie and her recipes. So let us know if you enjoyed it, please. And please, everybody, remember to hit subscribe on whatever podcast player you're listening to us on. That way you'll be sure to never miss another episode. And remember our sponsor. Get it while it's good, guys. AudibleTrial.com/Capelli. That's the website you go to. And you'll get a free Audible book and a free 30-day trial. They have 180,000 books to choose from. So if you listen to podcasts, you're probably into the Audible thing already. So it's a great thing. So again, that website is audibletrial.com/Capelli. And as always, guys, the show notes for this episode live at livingvillacapelli.com. The ones for this episode, which will have that recipe, pictures, all that kind of good stuff, is going to be at livingvillacapelli/34. And if you want to see more of the Passion Play and our podcast from last year that gives a little more depth into the rituals in the procession. That is at Living Villa Capelli /3. And be sure to tune in next week. We're going to have a special episode again. We have a interview with our friend Rick Zullo. We're going to be talking Italian superstitions. So it's a fun episode. So be sure to tune in, guys. And thank you again for all your support. We really appreciate it. Until next time, arrivederci.